Now entering the Lucid Life Vibes portal, opening the doorway, the gateway, the entrance that is the Lucid Life Vibes podcast and energy updates. Welcome to this energy update, but it's going to be a podcast as well. It's both. And this might be the new normal because this is season 3 of the Lucid Life Vibes podcast. We're in it. We're still in this 1-2-3, 3-2-1 unfoldment of the time and space. It's happening. Everything is shifting and changing. It's happening. I am recording this on January 29th, 2025. Now, this is timeless, as always. However, in this present moment, in this now moment, we can really feel this unfoldment of the time and space. Back on November 1st of 2024, I created an energy update just like this one, and it's on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcast, and Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes. I also recorded another energy update on December 20th of 2024. Both of those energy updates are part of this unfoldment that we're experiencing now on January 29th. And I talk about January 29th and the December 20th energy update because this 1-2-3 unfoldment, along with the 3-2-1 new beginnings, has been happening. A lot of people tend to be drawn in or lured in to predictions. People making predictions, what they think. And I believe that it's about feeling for the momentum. It's really precognition, not predictions. So there's a psychic ability called precognition. Now, intuition and psychic abilities are part of being human. It's innate. Some of us are really tuned in to that inner navigational system that is intuition, and we tap into all the psychic abilities. Now, I'm also one of those people that doesn't use the word spiritual or spirituality because, not that there's anything wrong with it, no judgment, but because I do not feel a separation. I don't understand using the word spiritual or spirituality to describe something because that implies that there are things that are not spiritual or spirituality. And I don't feel any separation. I'm not understanding when people think something is spiritual and something is not. It's either all that or it is not that. So I believe that the word spiritual and spirituality doesn't even matter because it's a matter of matter. Now, I also believe life is physical and non-physical, and I have podcasts about this. I believe heaven is right here on earth. Heaven is non-physical. Earth is physical. So again, it's a matter of matter. What is physical? What is non-physical? It also brings in density. And when we talk about the quanta, which is matter, it's all energy and vibration, and there's no law about it. I also have many podcasts about that. I believe that law the word and everything that law is on planet Earth is a heavy density and vibration of the third dimension that we are moving out of currently. So when you use the word law, which is a heavy density and a construct of the third dimension physical reality here on planet Earth to describe energy and vibration, you're actually dumbing down what's happening with the energy and vibration when you bring in law, because law is human, it's physical. And when we bring in this idea of energy and vibration with matter, it opens us up to temporal time and dimensions, space, time and space. So when you keep it simple and you don't take it personally and you don't filter the matter and the quantum energy and what is actually occurring through a belief system, you can actually feel for what is happening when you're open. And so these podcasts, these energy updates, the Lucid Life Vibes portal is all about thought experiments. It's about opening your mind to feeling through it, thinking through it for yourself. And so I spend a lot of time with these podcasts, with you, with these energy updates, because I'm inviting you right here, right now, to feel through what you're thinking, what you're feeling. I'm not here telling you. I'm not defining anything for you. I'm just opening that portal of your mind, the doorway of your heart, the essence of you, your curiosity, your imagination. I would never define anything for anyone else. And I believe we're in the creative intelligence right now. And I believe that this is a time for all of us to take our power back. It's empowering. It's empowerment right now. This energy is incredible that we're experiencing in this present moment because everything is shifting and changing. Now, we're in a new moon on January 29th, 1/29. 29 equals 11, and 11 equals 2. So today, 1/29, 1/11, 1/2. This is this extension of energy from November 1st. So just go with me there for a moment into the numbers, so you can feel through this. And then we're going to talk about this wood snake vibration. And for me, it's not about astrology. It's not about repeating other people's words, other people's definitions, other people's belief system. Nothing is repeating. And this energy that we're in, this 1-2-3-3-2-1, is all about new beginnings. And I believe we're moving out of the past 10,000 years of heaviness. And so for me, I don't believe anything is repeating. I don't believe when the planets line up like they are right now, seven planets in alignment, and when the stars do what they do, right, and the sun and the moon, that it means things are repeating or to look back into the past. For me, I tune into the right now energy. Sure, I balance between the past and the future so that I can open to feeling the momentum right here, right now. And it's all about the fabric of time and space. It's not about predictions. It's about feeling through the momentum. And so there's momentum and there's embodiment. That momentum creates the embodiment, the becoming, the physical. And so we're going to dive deep into all this, but go with me there for just a moment. Back to November 11-1, November 1st. And then we had 11-11, which happened to be on a Monday, last year. I remember it very well. I actually, on 11/11, was really feeling the energy and what was happening. And I was tuning in so much so I was able to come to this moment today, back on 11/11. So I was thinking about January 29th, this new moon, and the wood snake energy back on 11/11 last year. Now, I'm all about this rising up of the energy. I'm all about, I mean, it's not religious or new age or any of that for me. Again, it's a matter of matter. And I tap into the ether just like Tesla with the free energy. Everything is known through the ether. You can even harness that free energy, but the knowledge and wisdom and that precognition is there. And then I also tap into higher self, my spirit self, the larger part of me, that physical and non-physical aspect of me. And I can tap into that knowing, and I weave together all of the messages, and I feel through the momentum. That's how I'm able to channel the information from the ether and my higher self, also from heaven and the higher dimensions. And I can weave it all together, and I see it all, and I feel it all. And you can too. For you, we all perceive and receive differently. It's not a one size fits all. But you can feel for this present moment when you step out of the past. So when you stop cutting and pasting everybody else's thoughts from the past and this repeating idea, right? Because no planet's retrograde. It's an illusion. But there can be new information streaming in. So you can tap into the ether for that wisdom, knowledge, intelligence for you, the knowing. So back in November 11/11, I actually went to the Gemini Peach Orchard and Rose Garden, and it was a really knowing moment for me on 11/11. Like, I just had so much knowing and could tap into today, January 29th, this new moon. And I was just harnessing the unfoldment of time and space. So back on November 1st, I recorded an energy update just like this. And if you think about the numbers, 11/1. Now, last year was 2024, 8, infinity. Infinity is the vibration of limitless, but it's flow and balance as well. If you look at the 8, look at the infinity, there's flow and there's balance to it. Also, the 8 is like a double loophole. So last year, there was an invitation to open to the flow, the infinite flow, and to feel for that balance. And I believe everything was manifested last year. There was so much co-creating. However, we didn't necessarily feel that physical, tangible change. And that's because there's been the delay, deny, defend vibration, the opposition, the resistance to the change. And I could feel that on 11/11 last year. And so you could feel the momentum of things unfolding. But at the same time, you could feel the resistance to the change. And when I tuned in December 20th, which is 12/20, and then we had a 12/23, right? I was tuning into November, or excuse me, that was in December. I was tuning into January because 1/20, and then we had 1/23. So in the December 20th energy update, I talk about this 1/2/3/3/2/1, and I talk about today, January 29th, because we're in this new moon. And if you go back to 2024, we had 4 super moons back to back. then we experienced these incredible new moons. So we had a new moon on November 1st. We had a new moon on December 1st. So think about the numbers. And then here we are, January 29th, but there was also a new moon on December 31st. So let's look at the new moons. We've had four new moons since we had the four super moons. And one of the super moons was a blue moon. It was in August. In the year 2023, we also had an August blue moon, which is part of the super moon. So after these four super moons that brought us into November, November was transformative. Now, a lot of people are using this word transformation, transformational, transformative to describe the wood snake. Today is the first day of the wood snake. And we're going to fill through the energy around planet Earth so we can talk more about this wood snake. However, I believe last year was the year of transformation as far as the butterfly and the cocoon transformation. Now, some people are going to go through the cocoon transformation, especially with the healing. There's going to be so much healing. It's time for healing, for sure. It's time for truth, freedom, healing, health, and wealth. And with the health, that includes wellness, well-being. It's not just health and healthy. There's more to that. And there's a lifestyle that supports that well-being and wellness. Well-being and wellness is also the balance. And that's what this self-mastery alchemy is, balance. It's self-knowing, is self-mastery, but when you're balanced in your knowing, so balance is the vibration for sure. Centered in self, balanced, knowing. Everything is an overflow. So when you're balanced and centered and fulfilled, it's easy to overflow to others because you can't pour from an empty cup. And so there's going to be cocoon moments. There's going to be those seasons of healing and transformation. And so, yes, the butterfly, the cocoon moments, I mean, the caterpillar weaves this cocoon and melts itself down through its own enzymes. I mean, can you believe the caterpillar completely melts down in its own enzymes? I mean, it was designed to do this. It was created to do this. It's innate for the caterpillar to melt itself and its own enzymes within the cocoon. And then it turns into the butterfly. Now, this cocoon for a butterfly turns into the chrysalis. I think I'm saying that right, the chrysalis, which the butterfly is the only one that their cocoon actually transforms before they turn into a butterfly, which is incredible. There's way more going on with the butterfly during the transformation than other insects that create cocoons for themselves. It's a wonderful rabbit hole to go down with the butterfly. So last year, the butterfly in those cocoon moments really coming forward as we were co-creating the change that we're experiencing now. So if you could go back, right, the past few years, even going back to 2020, we have to experience what's happening on Earth so that we know for us. So there was a lot of unwanted things that happened in 2020. Like, we can all look back at 2020 and feel that, because there was an invitation to rise up into the freedom of mind, body, and time for yourself. And there was a challenge with that freedom. We were challenged. And then that freedom slowly started being taken away. Now, I believe this is because all of planet Earth is rising up, and there's also a healing on planet Earth. So we have the me, myself, and I human experience, and then we have the planet Earth experience. And so many people are going through that me, myself, and I transformation, the awakening, the alignment, the attunement with who you are, awakening to the knowing of who you are and where you are for you. I mean, the first thing with awakening is, oh, there's more, right? Like, there's just way more. And some people start to have this awakening when they're like, I've been lied to. I mean, it can happen so many different ways. And so, yes, that's been happening, but it's also happening with planet Earth. I mean, Earth is also going through this moment of truth, healing, health, and wealth as well. And there's this truth rising up to the surface of Earth so we can all see these ancient civilizations coming forward. And so part of this awakening, part of the co-creating, part of the healing, it's Earth as well. And so if you could realize or open to, that's the invitation, to open to this understanding that Earth has been shifting since the year 2000. We have all been shifting since the year 2000. I believe that's when everything really started shifting and changing, was the year 2000. And I mean, I remember 1999, New Year's Eve. I remember Y2K. And so many people fearful of the year 2000. It was crazy. The fear of the unknown and the future and the technology. So that's when I really felt like everything started shifting and changing. And I can feel for how we started moving planet Earth within our solar system and then within our larger galaxy. You know, we're moving throughout the universe in our larger galaxy that is our neighborhood. In the center of our galaxy is Sagittarius black hole. There's also arms that reach throughout our galaxy. There's a Sagittarius arm that reaches through. So for me, you know, I have a lot of Sagittarius energy and sun and north node. You know, the galaxy is something for me. I'm very much tuned into not just being here on planet Earth, but being in our galaxy and being in the universe. And some of us can get up off of the surface of Earth and feel for how we're in the universe. Some people are very earthbound. They're only seeing their Earth experience. And for me, I've always been attuned to the universe. I've always known that I am an extension of the universe, even as a child. I've always felt that protection. I mean, I talked about force fields before there were, you know, Star Wars movies and things. I talked of these things as a very young child without anybody telling me. So many of us have been tuned in. And our alpha generation, those that are born in the year 2013 to present, alpha generation, they are different than the rest of us. They bring in a different vibration because when they were born here on Earth, we were in a different part of the universe. So science backs me up on us moving, our galaxy moving into a different part of the universe. It's a different energy. It's a different vibration. And so I believe Earth started really moving in the year 2000. And then when people talked about the Mayan calendar, 12, 21, 2012, I believe that was kind of our halfway point of moving. Because I think it took 20 to 22 years for us to move from that heavier, lower, denser part of the universe where we've been for 10,000 years. That's why we've experienced the wars and the heaviness, the religion, and now we're moving into this time of enlightenment and the truth coming to the surface. And part of the truth coming to the surface is Atlantis, Mesopotamia, Lemuria. I mean, Mesopotamia is rising up right now. We can witness this in this present moment, which is the Middle East. I mean, Iraq, the Hall of Wisdom, Mesopotamia, Genghis Khan tore that down. I mean, Iraq has been being, you know, under siege forever because it's Mesopotamia. I mean, it's incredible, the resources. Turkey, Göbekli Tepe. I mean, what? Oh, my goodness. They can't even begin to wrap their minds around that ancient civilization. It's all Mesopotamia. And there were so many Mesopotamia civilizations, just like Atlantis. I mean, there's tons of Atlantis civilizations. They're everywhere. There might just be, you know, that one that Plato describes, which I believe is the Rikat structure, the Eye of the Sahara. It's all rising up. So for me, Atlantis is Africa. I mean, it's still spread all over the planet, just like Mesopotamia. But Mesopotamia, you know, it originated in the Middle East. Also, I mean, Christianity was created or rose up out of the Middle East. I mean, if there's a Garden of Eden, it would be in Iraq. I don't know if a lot of people know that. You know, a lot of people with history and their worldview, it's skewed just based on the past 10,000 years or just the past, you know, 100 years. And, you know, that's another conversation, just life the past 100 years. Oh, my goodness, what the illusions are incredible, and the control and the heaviness. And we're moving out of that. That's the good news, is that we don't have to lean into the fear, the lack, the limitation, those illusions. However, we do have to be open to embracing the truth as it comes forward. And that might challenge some belief systems. Hey, I've been there for myself. I went there. I mean, I spent 5 years in meditation when I was healing myself. I mean, I did a 7-year healing with top doctors, healing myself from head to toe, mental, emotional, physical, all that. And I spent 5 of those 7 years in meditation with Jesus. I mean, Jesus taught me how to meditate. I became a master meditator and a master manifester because I spent that time. I went there for myself. And so we have to go in, you know, and invest in ourselves inside, like knowing who we are, knowing where we are. And everything we're seeking is seeking us. I mean, we hold the codes. A lot of people, you know, are under the impression that it's like downloads are coming and, you know, like you got to be open for downloads and it's coming in. No, you're the code. Your DNA is the code. You're the blueprint. You hold the code. It's just you've been told something different and you doubt that. Your mitochondria DNA is pure energy. I mean, that's a fun thing to know about yourself. The biology shows us. You know, when you start researching the pineal gland with crystals right in the center of your brain, it's incredible. You're crystalline. You have crystals. It will say when you go searching that the pineal gland is the least known of all the glands. That's just not true. They knew in World War II in the concentration camps that fluoride in the water will calcify the pineal gland. Yep. Why did they put fluoride in drinking water in the United States of America? I mean, thankfully, on January 20th of this year, that stopped because of the Trump effect. Because of the team of we the people that stepped up to take our freedom back and open the door for prosperity, opportunity, healing, health, and wealth. So no more fluoride in our drinking water as of January 20th. I mean, that's just one of many positive things that will support the healing, health, and wealth. So it's interesting when you just feel through the time and the unfoldment. When you go back to the year 2000 and then, you know, that 12, 21, 2012, the Mayan calendar, that got everybody's attention. There was a shift. People could feel it. So people waking up to there being more, this has been happening. But, you know, you can go back to even the 60s and 70s with all the cults. I mean, that was like the rising up of the cult culture back in the 60s and 70s. And it's incredible because the whole rising up of cults and cult groups. I mean, nobody joins a cult. They join a family. It was this pushback of the government control that people could see that was taking place. I mean, if we're talking about the money shifting and changing, we didn't have taxes in the United States of America. They implemented taxes, and then we had the Great Depression. The same goes for the first year that they created public school. It was a massive failure, and they were hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt because of it. I mean, nowadays, that would be millions or billions of dollars. So public school was a failure. And I mean, public school is designed to train up a workforce. So they're going to teach them whatever they want them to know. So that control of the education, the control of the money, and then really creating the jobs as the slavery for the money. And so if public school is training up a workforce, right? I mean, it's all connected and it's all happening around the same time. So if we go back to World War II, you know, the 30s and early 40s, that's when everything really started changing, because when you go back to the early 1900s, even the late 1800s, there was innovation, there was technology. It was incredible. I mean, they had world's fairs with inventors, and I mean, Tesla with free energy, and there were electric scooters, electric bikes. I mean, it's incredible. The inventions, even with health and wellness, elixirs, and, you know, our understanding of crystals. And then we have World War II, which was funded by two brothers that were bankers, one in Germany, one in the United States of America. And that's where everything that we're experiencing right now is stemming from, is that World War II. And we can feel it all around the world because it affected the entire world. And so I'm very connected with World War II and even Germany. That's my bloodline. I mean, my maiden name means white in German. It's very rare, very rare. And so if somebody has my last name, I'm absolutely related to them in some way. Some way I'm related. So we all have our own stories with our own bloodlines and how that pertains to the history. That all matters right now. And then many of us resonate with Atlantis, Mesopotamia, Lemuria, because many of us were here for that. So, you know, today I posted over on X and maybe some other social media, this image that says information, and it's just a bunch of dots, just information. And then the next one is knowledge, and you can see that there's a few lines that are starting to connect the dots. And then the third image next to it is wisdom, and it's this beautiful flower that was created with dots and lines, blooming with wisdom, blooming, opening. When you bloom, you open. And so there is this vibration and energy of opening. Even if you're just asking for help, asking assistance, asking questions is powerful. Whether you ask it to yourself or another person or the universe, your higher self, the guidance for you. So, you know, prayer is that sending. Meditation is the receiving. There's this in and out flow, the sending and receiving. And so you can just be open to requesting, asking. You can ask for help. You can ask for guidance, right? Wisdom, knowledge. It's an opening. And so when you open, you don't need a key. And if you do need a key, you're the key. And so when you open your mind, right, you open your heart, you open yourself to the wisdom, intelligence, knowledge, love, whatever, support, guidance, whatever it is, there's a receiving. And it will flow to you, but you have to be open to receiving that and not closed off to that. And so, you know, other people's beliefs, other people's thoughts, you know, false beliefs that maybe you're still holding on to, they can close you off. But when you're open for yourself, you can trust yourself. I mean, you become the filter for yourself. You're the filtration. So you can be open to all the information, right? And then you start filtering that information for yourself and start connecting some dots for yourself, and it becomes knowledge. And then it can move to wisdom when you begin to weave together the larger picture for yourself. You do know. It's this wisdom for you. And you can process it just for you. You don't have to make it public to everybody, right? You don't have to post about every single transformative thought you have. I mean, I guess you could, but you can allow yourself to awaken to your own knowing for you. It can be the sacred space of you, the moment for you. I mean, that's what it was for me. I spent 7 years in healing and knowing and the unfoldment for me. So there's going to be cocoon moments for people. There's going to be the transformation, the inner transformation, the outer transformation, right? The inner you, the embodiment of you, but also your lifestyle, the outer. And it becomes an overflow. So that's still happening. But this wood snake energy for me is creative intelligence. I think it's more of a shedding. The snake sheds. It's a shed. But the snake also has this beautiful patterning, right? And when there's a shedding, there's this glow and this gorgeous pattern and there's newness. And so if you could just feel it like your skin, right? Allowing yourself to just like shed the false belief, shed other people's beliefs, like shed it all. And for me, you know, shedding the lack, limitation, and illusions. Just shedding it so you can feel the newness. You can be open to that just for you and experience that. So I believe that meditation plus movement creates the momentum and embodiment. And so here we are, wood, building, creating, very earth, right? And then the snake. Now, the snake is intelligent, and it's the invitation to shed. So to shed the things that are not lining up with your intelligence and your knowing. It's innate for you, and you can trust your gut. However, you've got to be in alignment, attunement with your knowing, your high vibration. Then you go into the gut. The mind can overthink. And again, there's a filtration for you, filtering the information, going inside and understanding, processing what you know, weaving it together to see the larger picture. So I think that this wood snake energy matches with 2025, nine. So nine, life path nine is the sage, the doer, the healer, the shaman, the creator. Nine is also cycles, endings, beginnings. And so when we talk about like 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, newness, but also embodiment. So nine, we do have cycles, but it's also fractal infinity. So 8 is infinity, 9 is fractal infinity. I have an entire podcast about the 9. It's tangible. It's like hold it in your hand, physical, tangible. So 9 is the tangible infinity. It's how you can experience the infinity. And you can, the peacock is fractal infinity patterns, the pineapple. Our lungs are fractal infinity patterns. That's how we can breathe in the oxygen. And so fractal infinity, tangible. We're in the year with many 369 dates this year. It's interesting because it's 906 as I'm recording this right now. 369. But it also leads you to the 12. 369, 12. And 12 is 3. 369, 12, right? 12 is completion, as in it's done. So if you think about 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, but you also tie in this 369, 12, 12 completion. I believe this year is absolutely the happening now of the new beginnings because we already fed the momentum, and we already co-created the change. It's done. It's happening. It doesn't matter what it is. It's happening. The health, the healing, the wealth, the prosperity, it's done. And it's interesting because back on December 20th, I talked about the new moon we were going to have on 12/30, which is 1/2/3 vibration, and then talked about this new moon today on 1/29, which is 1/11/1/2. There's been this 1/2/3 vibration November, December, and now January. But we're moving into February and March, the 2 and the 3. So we've had this 1/2/3 November, December, and now 1/2/3 January, February, March. I'm not saying you have to wait for it till March. I'm just saying this is the unfoldment of the fabric of time and space. And so if you're looking at the torsion that time and space is, it's torsion. And time does exist. So people that say that time doesn't exist, I'm not sure what conversation they're having. Can you step out of time and space and move into zero point? Yes. We can have a temporal, a time, right? Even time travel, temporal travel, dimensional travel. We can have those conversations. And we can talk about all these aspects of time and space. But the reality is time and space is a fabric. Time does exist with space. We can see it throughout the entire universe. Again, life is physical and non-physical, temporal and dimensional, time and space. So I do not believe there's parallel realities. I believe that is a heavy, low vibrational construct and thought. I do not believe that there's all these repeating realities of Earth that are just repeating and playing out, because I believe in time and space, the fabric, and I believe in the unfoldment of life force energy, creation energy, and that things aren't repeating, and that there's a limitless, never-ending universe, and there's probably multiple universes. And I believe that we are all infinite beings of light. Our spirit self has lived forever as an extension of the life force energy, creation energy that we are. So I believe we are all life force energy, creation energy, and we are all creators. But you have to allow your creativity. And that's what's so incredible about this wood snake energy of creative intelligence. It's allowing your innate creativity to flow as the creation energy that you are. And I'm not talking about art, and it's not about that. And don't say I can't draw a straight line. Artists use rulers to draw straight lines, right? There's like, come on. I'm talking about that creative aspect of you as creation energy. The curiosity, imagination, the desires of your heart, how you receive and perceive. Everything is creativity. And so, because you're creation energy. And so it's a matter of allowing the creative intelligence that flows in and through you. And as you weave together all that information, knowledge, wisdom, intelligence for yourself to see the larger picture. So you know for you. And it's about not looking outside of you for everything. It's inside. You hold the codes. You hold the wisdom and knowledge. So if I'm not into, you know, astrology and all that stuff, why am I talking about the wood snake? Why am I talking about numbers? Why? Because it's how the universe speaks. It's the energy of Earth. And I tune into all of it. You know, the Chinese New Year's is a big deal. They celebrate for 2 weeks. And so I'm not celebrating the Chinese New Year, but it's definitely an open portal of energy. And Asia, right? It's a big vibration. And you can feel it here where I am. I can feel it. You can probably feel it. So when you look at the energy coming out of China, and there's a lot of people in China, and that energy can be felt all around the world, like I'm talking about right now and feeling through right now, you can feel, I felt the energy shift from yesterday today. I went live last night. I even felt it. It felt slower. And today it's like, whoo. It was amazing. So much happened today. So much happened today. And people, you know, I got on X today and my direct messages, my box was full of people asking me, what's the energy? What are the numbers asking me? And I said, we're still experiencing the 1-2-3-3-2-1. We're still experiencing everything I've been talking about from November and December. It's unfolding right now. And the thing is that people want me to give predictions. Now, I can tune into the precognition, the knowing, that future knowing. And so I do know that things are happening and they're going to happen. But as far as putting a date, a time on it, things can be delayed. Things also can be sped up. And so what we're dealing with 1-2-3-3-2-1 is the dominoes falling. This thing happens to trigger the next thing to happen, to trigger the next thing to happen. So not only are things happening because of everything that we've already created, the change and the shift is already occurring. The rising up is already occurring. It is happening. It's been happening. But the knowing of the time and date to have that manifestation in hand, like when is that going to unfold for you? When are these certain things going to happen on planet Earth, right? Like, when will the investment pay off? When will you move? Right? Like those things. And so when you feel through the energy, there's that delay, deny, defend. And then there's that pure positive momentum that's being fed. We can either hold the vision and vibration for what's wanted and feed the momentum as the time and space is unfolding, or we can be negative and doubtful and feel like it's not happening, which doesn't do you any good, doesn't do the energy any good. Now, a lot of people talk about like hopium, you know, you don't want to give people false hope or hopium. Yeah, so quit with the predictions. It's a matter of balancing the information, the knowledge, the wisdom and intelligence with the momentum of the energy. You got to balance. Everything's about balance. So for me, I've been sharing a lot about all this on Patreon and X. I know we're in a time of the heavy control, this heavy, dark, parasitic control feeding on the people. I hate to say it, but there are humans that are anti-humans. There are humans that are heavy, and they use their energy to control. I mean, look at North Korea. Their handbook, their playbook is all about lack and limitation, starving their people, creating slavery because they control them. They took the word love out of their vocabulary. There's no word for love in North Korea. I mean, the mind control is unbelievable. North Korea is a cult. I mean, it's a communistic country that controls its people, but it's also a cult. And I talk about this in some podcasts in season 2 about breaking free of the cult culture. There is a cult mentality. There is that. And it was created because it's easier to control people. And so the lack and limitation, you know, there's no reason to have hunger on planet Earth. There's no reason for human trafficking on planet Earth. I mean, I've spent decades fundraising, serving, doing whatever I can for the hunger, the homeless, and the human trafficked. And I came to the realization that those problems would never be solved because they don't want them to be solved. You know, leaders of countries are part of the corruption. They're part of the human trafficking. They're part of all of it. We can clearly see that there are crime families in the leadership. I mean, it's horrible. And this goes back again to World War II. all around the planet, not just in the United States of America. I mean, the United States of America, we just had to take our power back. You know, the people in Iraq are taking their power back right now. Everybody is going to have to rise up and take their freedom back, take their power back. That's what we're doing right now. That's part of it. That's part of this transformation and co-creation. And so there is a resistance, a pushback from the heavy control of planet Earth. Absolutely. Because there's a feeding on the people. And that didn't exist 10,000 years ago. It was different. And so this heaviness, this corruption, this, and there's so many perspectives around it. There's many perspectives around this. But you could see today the amount of humans that are fighting back against health, wellness, and well-being. You know, Project Paperclip brought Nazi scientists to the United States of America, to Russia, many countries, where those Nazi scientists, I mean, some were great. Some were working with rocket technology. You know, some of them, they were engineers. They weren't doing bad things to people. They were just super smart. And so, I mean, the Germans created an anti-gravity bell. There's a bell. So they had a really incredible scientist. So some of the scientists, again, you know, they weren't harming other humans. They were really intelligent, got brought over to different countries through Project Paperclip. But also, you know, the ones doing the medical stuff, right, putting the fluoride in the water, that were doing horrible things, they were brought to America and they started the big pharmaceutical companies. So Big Pharma was created out of those, you know, the Project Paperclip, the Nazi scientists. I mean, I'm not making this up. You can research it for yourself. And now here we have senators from the Democratic Party in the United States of America that their pockets are deep from all the handouts from the big pharma companies. I mean, every single senator that's fighting back against Robert F. Kennedy Jr., being the Health and Human Service Secretary, they all get paid from Big Pharma. Like, that's their job, is to fight so that the pharmaceutical companies can keep making billions of dollars. Billions of dollars. And the pushback, right? It's blood money is what it is. And this is what we're faced with right now, is that there are humans that are anti-human and they are in leadership positions around the world. I mean, who? The World Health Organization? Are you kidding me? They're not about health. They don't care about our well-being and wellness. It's an illusion. When you look at the stats that Robert Kennedy Jr. brings forward, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., RFK Jr. brings forward, it's incredible. He knows exactly what's going on around the world when it comes to health and wellness. And what's been happening, the construct that of medical and the big pharmaceutical is harming, not healing. And today, when I was tuning into this energy with the wood snake, I realized as I was channeling this information that both the doctor symbol and the pharmacist symbol have snakes in them. I mean, holy snake. What? Yeah. The doctor symbol, I shared it on X and Patreon if you want to see it, is two snakes. And the pharmacist is a snake and a bull. And they were all about healing. I mean, that's what they were supposed to be about. Doctors and pharmacists, the medical was supposed to be about healing. Oh, that changed. I mean, we have a disease epidemic on our hand in the United States of America. I mean, the diseases are incredible. It's horrible, actually. And so I'm here for the healing. I'm all about health, well-being, and wellness. And I also know it's mental, emotional, and physical. And I think what we've experienced is a mental illness breakdown over the past 4 years. The confusion and chaos, the gender confusion. I mean, if you want to destroy a society to the core, well, start with gender. Start with their health. Start with their water, their food, what they're putting in and on their body. I mean, it is incredible the side effects of medicine and medication. I mean, it tells you right on the label what could happen. It's incredible. I mean, my husband was talking about some kind of diet pill or something that people have been taking, and it's causing like osteoporosis. It's just terrible. Like blindly putting things in and on your body that you don't even know what's in them. You got to take your power back. I mean, what are you putting in and on your body? Is it really food? And so, yeah, like the food, it's a problem. I mean, you know, they created seed oils back during World War II as well, because butter, which is healthy for you, lard, which is healthy for you, they couldn't keep that on the battlefield. And so the same people that said cigarettes aren't harmful, they're good for you, pushed all the seed oils, the vegetable oil, the canola oils. They're terrible for you. So the advertising and marketing industry, what they did in the 40s, 50s, and 60s is ridiculous. And so, yeah, by the 70s, the food, it wasn't clean. It wasn't pure anymore. The GMOs, everything else, everything modified. I mean, come on. They actually used yoga mat foam in Subway sandwich bread. Look it up. It's true. Yoga mat foam. It's not edible, but it was in the Subway bread. I mean, it's just incredible when you start looking at the food. And that was part of my healing, was eating my health. And so, yeah, the food. I mean, why do we have food coloring in our food? It's so bad for the human mind and body, all the food coloring. It's terrible. When you look at food from other countries, you know, it doesn't look the same. And so it's a problem. This is part of the change. And here's the thing. Everything is already put into motion. But yeah, there is the pushback. You know, the insurance companies, delay, deny, defend. They're part of the problem. I mean, I remember back in the 80s when we all had our own doctors and we didn't use insurance to pay to go to the doctor. Because it was affordable. We could all afford to go to the doctor. And the doctors weren't preying on the people. So cancer is a big business. There are so many preventatives for cancer. It's incredible. I mean, ivermectin alone, fermented bacteria, is incredible. L-lysine is so inexpensive, the free form L-lysine, and it creates a natural barrier to viruses. You know, natural healthcare is easy and it's so inexpensive, but you got to eat real food. You got to know what you're putting in and on your body. And so much has been suppressed. You know, doctors were the first to be banned back in 2020. And now all these doctors are rising up because they're in it for the healing. But the doctors that have been making money the past decade, they're not in it for the healing, or should I say decades. They prey on people. And so it really is a time of freedom of mind, body, and time. The time and space that we're co-creating is unfolding right now in this current moment. We're in it. So we're going to continue to feel this change day by day as things happen every single day right now. And it's going to continue to unfold through February and March, this 1-2-3-3-2-1. However, we can feel how the 4 is coming in. You know, April is the fourth month and 4 is foundation. It's also, you know, for me, springtime. And maybe April for you is more fall time, But when we shift out of winter and summer, it's a more, you know, chill, relaxed, right? Like spring and fall is a different vibration than winter and summer. Winter and summer can be a little harsh, right? And so it doesn't matter if April is spring or fall for you. It's going to be this shift of season, the shift of weather, and it's going to be cool. And it's going to be the bloom. So I really feel like four foundation is this bloom as you open and really step into the bloom of that new beginning for you. So the new beginnings are unfolding. It's happening. It's a matter of that blooming for you and you blooming into that foundation. And it is occurring. Did you hear the dog? The dog's up. So the change is happening every day. I mean, every time I sit down to record a podcast or an energy update for you, a million things have unfolded and happened. It's been that fast going. And in the energy updates I have shared, you know, specifically back December 20th, I talked about this past week that we're in right now. I talked about January 20th, January 23rd. I talked about today, January 29th, because I knew this was going to be it. This was going to be that massive momentum. And that was going to create that unfoldment that we've all been hungering and thirsting for. Like we all want to step into it. And that's where we are. As far as the time and date, that, you know, prediction, it's really a precognition. But at the same time, it can be any moment. So I want to invite you to be in the any moment mode, any moment, the flight of it, the bloom of it. And if you're not feeling like you're about to fly or you're about to bloom or you've invested or poured in to the change and feel like you've really co-created it, maybe it's a time for you to have this grand transformation and go into the cocoon. And it's okay when you're having these meltdown moments. I mean, I melted down in the cocoon many times. It was part of the process. And it's okay. And so I want to invite you to surrender. Let go of your resistance so that you can experience what is perfect and right for you. You know, many of us have been purging and releasing and letting go and co-creating and investing and pouring in to these new beginnings. Many of us have been holding the vibration and holding the vision for a very long time for this. Maybe you haven't been, or maybe you know people that haven't been and they're just now stepping into this for them. That's okay. It's never too late, but they're going to be in a different place and a different space. We all have to experience this me, myself, and I. And then we can go beyond the me, myself, and I and feel all of us, right? That oneness. The oneness isn't felt down in the heaviness, the lack and limitation. The oneness is felt up high in what is possible. And what's exciting is quantum energy, quantum physics, and mechanics. It shows to us, it proves to us that all possible possibilities are playing out at the same time. So time and space, it is absolutely connected. And I'm not saying that because you have to wait for things. I'm saying that there's an unfoldment to that. It's not about the calendar date or knowing the time and surviving till that happens. You're growing, you're becoming. I mean, here's one example. Here's one perspective. Let's say you've made financial investments for yourself. You've poured in financially, setting yourself up for success. But you don't know the exact time and date of when those investments are going to return the boomerang, return back what you've poured in, have a payoff, right? You don't know the time and date. I mean, you can feel for the energy of it. So during that patiently awaiting the unfoldment of your investment paying off, you're growing, you're becoming. And so what's happening is you're becoming the rich genius before that investment returns back into your hands. Think about all the things that you're learning as you're patiently awaiting. So when you allow the unfoldment to serve you, that you're not just waiting for that time and date, but you're growing and learning and becoming. Things are manifesting, but you're also becoming at the same time, and you're leveling up. I feel like the vibration is growing. If you could see that you're growing money, you're growing opportunities, you're growing things. How can you nurture and nourish that? How can you water that? And then you can reap this harvest, right, from the growth. I also want to invite you, no matter what age you are, I don't believe humans age. I believe it's stem cell and moisture. That's a whole nother podcast. But I believe we are extending the life expectancy. It's not just about health, wellness, and well-being. I believe many of us are going to extend the age. So I just want to say that age, it doesn't even matter anymore. We're going to be able to tap into this higher knowing, and that's going to also affect our life with how long we can live, how long we can enjoy it. And by saying a long life, I don't mean being old. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being young and living very long time because you're so young and you're so youthful. And so I believe we're going to tap into the wellspring of our life force energy and tap into what's really going on with the human body. And I'm here for that. And I'm so excited about it. So another element or a layer to this is having a new conversation. I think all of us are just ready for a new conversation. Like, I'm so tired of lack and limitation. I'm so tired of the illusions. I'm so tired of the chaos and confusion. I'm tired of it all. Like, I'm just over it. Let's have a new conversation. Let's talk about living a really long life. Let's talk about the crystals in our body. Let's talk about these ancient civilizations coming forward. Like, it's time for a new conversation. And you know what? If you have kids or you have a kiddo and you want them to experience this for themselves, right? The truth and the freedom. School choice is here. School choice is here. My son did not do public or private school. I guess you would say it's homeschool. I didn't teach anything really. I mean, maybe the principal, right? I was more the organizer. But he mainly took MIT courses. I mean, it was incredible, his education. It was about growing and learning and actually becoming educated. And a large part of his schooling was researching and finding out for himself, becoming a really good researcher and becoming a filter. And loving learning and loving growing. I mean, he took a coding class at 12 years old. He built his first giant personal computer at 13. I mean, he was flipping computer parts as a side hustle in high school. So there are choices when it comes to school, and there's freedom of that now. And I do believe that there's some talks about some kind of tax perk or reimbursement for parents with school choice. So I just want to let you know that we have choices. and you have a choice as a parent, and that you know best for you and your kids. And freedom has arrived with free speech. And I'm excited because that means the doctors that are about healing are going to come back. We're going to hear from them. They're not going to be suppressed and silenced anymore. We're going to be able to have these conversations openly and freely. So as of right now, X, and then these podcasts, wherever you listen to them, I can speak freely. However, I am still being suppressed and shadow banned on YouTube. It's sad. I have so many meditations and non-creepy ASMR for healing. I mean, I love assisting you guys with healing and going to sleep and remembering who you are. But it's sad. I mean, we had an executive order go out for free speech, and I'm still being suppressed and silenced. And I'm about mindfulness and meditation. So why does YouTube not want to share meditations? Why does YouTube not want to share any of my content? Well, I'm flattered. I'm flattered because that just shows me how right I am and that I am bringing forward truth. Because why else would they suppress me? Why would they silence me? However, it gets old. It gets tiring. And as much as I love live streaming and being open for energy readings, you know, the doorways, because of the banning and the shadow banning, have just been closed. I uninstalled TikTok before the ban, and I'm hoping that there will be a download soon and we'll try it again. I'll give it a go. But I could be moving into the new beginnings of no more personal energy readings and no more live streaming. And I know that's sad for so many people because for the past 3 years through Lucid Life Vibes, I've been creating sacred space through live streams. I mean, we've been everywhere. Twitch, Kick, Clapper, which was Crapper, you know, the TikTok. And I have a lot of followers on TikTok, and I had instant success as a live streamer, instant success 3 years ago. And in 2022, that's when the banning and shadow banning and silencing, the suppression just really kicked in. And I felt it on TikTok and YouTube the most. And unfortunately, X is not set up as a video or live streaming platform. They keep saying it is going to be, but I don't know if it will be. My videos are lost on X because there's no collections or playlist or tab for those. So it's hard to find them. And X is more of like breaking news and current events, which I love. So I'm on X and I'm really active, but it's heartbreaking because my heart is in the healing videos and the meditations. And YouTube just has me completely silenced and in the shadows. So I don't know what live stream looks like for me or personal energy readings. I mean, you guys can grab video readings and try to catch me live. I let you guys know on Patreon at Lucid Life Vibes when I go live. And you can follow for free on Patreon. The podcasts are in the 1111 membership portal, but you can follow for free. And I post there multiple times a day. If you love this podcast, you'll love me over on X. And I love X. It's amazing. But again, it's different than YouTube. And I have been adding meditations to the podcast. So if you're listening on Spotify, Amazon Music, or Apple, I have been sprinkling the meditations between the podcasts. So that helps overcome what's happening on YouTube, and you guys can have access to all those audio meditations. And I have a lot of audio meditations that are not on YouTube that you guys have access to on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple, and Patreon. So Patreon has a collections tab at the very top of the Lucid Life Vibes profile and account. You'll see collections. That's where all the meditations are, the podcasts, the energy updates. And it's so organized on Patreon. That's why I love it there. So if you're on Patreon, just click the meditation tab, and it has so many meditations there for you guys, like unlimited, because you're the gateway. And all of my meditations are designed to guide you into you, your innate knowing, your light body, your electromagnetic aura. Creative intelligence is the vibration. Everything is unfolding and happening. And I want to invite you to feel what you're feeling for you. And I want to invite you to feel for that timing for you. You do have precognition. You can feel through the energy, but it requires breathing in your nose, exhaling out your mouth, becoming centered in self to where you can feel the balance within you. So you can feel when you're in balance, when you're out of balance, and really allow that time and space to be felt. Again, it's not about predictions. It's that precognition, but it's also the unfoldment of the momentum of the time and the space. And that is unfolding right now.